Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are on the best thing on it, 2 a.m.
Well, that's because they got rid of the Karate Kid at that time. They moved it.
You know.
You never get rid of Karate Kid.
I know you guys are like boomers, but you need to like look into this whole streaming thing. You can watch anything at 3 a.m. these days.
That's the problem.
It's more special when you can.
That's the problem.
I'm still watching VHS.
Maybe
tapes.
Not
I don't
the triple X rated
about.
Stuff, Brent.
I mean, think about it this way: like, you know, when you see a Star Trek episode and you just download it, you watch it anytime. That's one thing. But if you're flipping through channels in a strange city somewhere, and there's Captain Kirk. It's a special day.
You leave it on that channel.
Exactly. It's a special day. It makes it more special. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. And good old boy Justin.
Good morning. Awesome to be in the basement again.
And good old boy Harm.
I'm excited to be here, Bob.
You should be. It's a pretty good day. So our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, pretty much anything else you can drink. And the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today, we have from Yoichi, the Yoichi Single Malt Japanese Whiskey 10-Year-Old.
Yes.
The Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon number A123. Yes, I know we're getting to A123 this far into the year. I'm sorry. The Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey 10-Year-Old Batch 2. The Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey 12-Year-Old Batch 1. From Old Potrero, we have the Old Potrero Single Barrel Straight Rye Whiskey, the Old Potrero Rye Whiskey Sherry Cask Finish, the Old Potrero Rye Whiskey Port Cask Finish, and last, from Heaven's Door, we have their Bootleg Series 4 11-Year-Old Whiskey. So, we're going to ask Justin, against all of our better judgment, to tell us what the sips ratings are.
We have better judgment?
Well, we used to, but then we started drinking. We started having Justin do the sips ratings, and then it all went out in the window. So take it away, Justin.
Okay. Well, today we have Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid.
No, we don't.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Water.
Not buying it.
Drink water.
Two sips.
That's more Japanese than him, yeah.
Nice. Well, what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Three sips.
Just messing with him.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another, Daniel-san.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness! Oh my...
The Japanese anime girls liked it, so, yep. You know.
So it's one out of five.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take it.
You know, they'll do anything for money, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we are in America.
All right. Well, we're going to have Harm tell us about our first whiskey.
Well, thank you, Bob. I really appreciate the opportunity today. This is Nika Whiskeys.
So exciting. The
Awichi single malt. And this is a 10-year-old. Nika Whiskey Distilling Company was founded by Masataka Takatsuru, the father of the Japanese whiskey industry.
Yeah, man.
He first produced in 1940. Actually, he first produced for another company named Yamazaki. Before that, in 1923, this was started in 33, and in 1940, Nika Whiskey started producing the Rachi Whiskey. Rachi released the whiskeys. This continues the legacy set forth by Takatsuru, guided by his philosophies. Variations of malt whiskey distilled at Nika's two distinct distilleries, the Yoichi and the Miyagikyo. And grain whiskeys distilled in coffee stills remain the core pillar of Nika's complexity and creativity. This is a single malt, though. There's no grain whiskey involved. The Uichi single malt 10-year-old marks a return for the distillery to traditional age statements. It's been about 10 years since I've seen an age statement, Nika. Nika is releasing this expression to commemorate 10 buildings located within the Uichi distillery site that received special designation from the Japanese government as important cultural properties in February 2022. A historical nod to Nika Whiskey's remarkable contribution to Japanese whiskey. That was also the year that Masahiro Takatsuru got married to Rita, his Scottish wife. He learned how to make whiskey in Scotland, came back to Japan.
Changed it all.
Changed everything. So the Yuichi single malt 10-year-old will be released annually in limited quantities. And thank you, Bob, for getting this, because it's not in Florida yet officially. And this is the first taste. The color is a beautiful gold, and on the nose, my initial notes were, it's all about peach and apple blossom and melon. Then I got candied melon rind and a hint of chocolate. And now we've let this sit for about an hour while we were tasting and doing our notes, and I put a little water in there, and I got the fruit's still there. It's actually just gotten bigger in the glass since it's been waiting. But adding water brought out more cherry and vanilla notes, which I didn't get before, and a hint of smoke. On the palate, the first thing that hits is the peat. It's this beautiful peat smoke, and then chocolate-covered fruit. And the finish is medium-long. It's a lot of retronasal smoke coming out. Gorgeous mouth coating. It's delicate and beautiful. It's just one of my favorite Japanese whiskeys ever. And you should get this if you can find it.
Yeah, I wrote bright and fresh. And that's just, you know, even though it's got that little bit of that peat, that smokiness to it. You really enjoy this one. I mean, this is, you have all those fruits that come out, the vanilla, the cherries, the little bit of the flowers that come out on it. It's just a great expression. Creamy mouthfeel, you last forever on your mouth. It's, man, they're doing something right there.
Oh, they don't want to make whiskey. Bob, what do you think?
Well, I'm like you. When I got offered this sample and they said it was a 10-year age statement, I about swallowed my tongue because I can't remember the last time I saw an age-stated Nika anywhere. So I was extremely excited to get this, and it did not disappoint. In fact, honestly, it's exceeded my expectations. The nose is absolutely beautiful. Just sweet honey, like white wildflowers.
I got apple blossom. You said, I think, Justin, you said cherry blossom we were drinking?
Yes. Yeah. Cherry blossoms, white peach, and on the palate, it's just, don't think you're drinking an Isla. Don't think you're drinking something with that heavy peat. It's just that wisp of smoke to make it interesting, but you've got that char, like campfire smoke. It's sweet. There's honey. There's burnt toffee in this. There's a little bit of cherry on it. It even with a little water, it just gets better. This is really one of the best ones I've had from Nika in quite some time. And they make great whiskey, so that says a lot. If I can find a bottle of this, you can bet your rear end I'm picking it up, because this one's fantastic. What do you think, Justin?
So I got pears, apples, cherry blossoms, tangerines. Felt like I was waking up in Washington, D.C.
You know, when sunrise. You say tangerine, I didn't get all that citrus till now. It's been sitting in the glass. The citrus is there.
The water really brought it. I did a drop of water after we had it open for an hour, and that brought out the tangerine a lot.
Yeah. Very fruity. The whole thing is very fruity with a light wisp of smoke there.
Yeah, the citrus is all up front, like all front palate.
On the palate, I got big, when we first opened it, I got big apples, nice, gorgeous wood. Then different notes come out talking about over the same time.
Thing? I'm sorry.
He's describing something else. Big apples and gorgeous wood.
The finish is beautiful. It's like she gives you just a beautiful kiss goodbye before she leaves. It is just unreal.
And the finish, it stays with you and it stays with you and it stays with you. I mean, it's just so incredibly well done.
That being said, it's still delicate.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It is the prime example of a Japanese whiskey. It's subtle. It's nuanced. It's feminine. It's layered. It's not in your face.
It's a geisha in a glass.
It's not. It's just.
It's a geisha in a glass.
It's good just one. So well done. Applause to these guys. They knocked it out of the park with this one. We're going to be rating the Yuichi Single Malt Japanese Whiskey 10-year-old, an extremely well-deserved 5 sips.
Yeah, we did a bunch of Yuichi and Miyagikyo earlier in the year at the when the brand ambassadors were in town. You went to that thing too, right?
Yeah.
This is better than what they brought us.
Yeah. Yeah. Not saying that what their regular stuff is fantastic. I mean, I still have a bottle. I keep a bottle of Nika Days, on my shelf at all times because for a very reasonably priced whiskey, that is a non-aged state of whiskey, it's bright. It's like drinking sunshine in a glass. Well,
Days is a blend. It's got that coffee malt.
But it's so well done. Yeah. I mean, for the money, I know at least one of us picked it as whiskey of the year that year that it came out. So it shows what they make. They make great whiskey, but wow. Yeah, this Yuichi 10-year is something a little bit more ethereal. Yeah.
Do we have time to start the next one? We'll talk about this.
We'll just keep talking about this.
All the barley from these whiskeys, mostly Japanese single malts, comes from Scotland. Mm. They don't grow enough barley in Japan to do this.
Yeah.
It's all about rice paddies and corn, I think. But no, not corn, wheat. Wheat. Anyway, so their grain whiskey stocks and their malt whiskey stocks come from overseas, but it's all distilled in Japan.
Yep.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were waxing poetic about the Yuichi 10-year, but let's move on to
waxing
our next
on whiskey. Or waxing off?
Depends on which hand.
That's right.
So.
Oh, Brent.
Don't go there. So we'll move on to our next whiskey, and our next whiskey is going to be the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon. This is the A123. Yes, I know it's late in the year, and we're just getting to it. Sorry, but it also came in kind of late.
You know, I'm retail, and they sent me A123 in May, and we should be getting the B5.
Yeah. Well, this is the A123, which is the first release of 2023. That's 62.9% ABV, 125.8 proof, non-age stated. The A123 is the first release of Larceny Barrel Proof for 23. Following the standard Heaven Hill coating procedure, the first letter of the batch indicates which of that year's releases the bottle was part of, starting with A. With the second digit is the number that determines the month, and the last two are the year that it's released. So this release consists of barrels aged between 6 and 8 years and is non-chill filtered. Its mash bill is 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. It's got a beautiful, beautiful old copper penny, sort of burnt bronze color to it. On the nose, it's, to me, this is like walking into a candy shop or like just inhaling a box of Werther's Originals. It's just, it's nougat, creamy nougat and caramel, milk chocolate, brown sugar. It's just all sweetness on the nose. On the palate, though, on the palate, boom, just huge, just right in your face. Tannic, but not overly tannic, not drying. Lots of pepper spice. Aged tobacco, cigar box, a little bit of old leather. I get sort of that burnt toffee on the finish. Just a huge larceny. I think this is one of the best ones I've had so far. What'd you think,
Ren? Oh, for sure. This is above and beyond some of the other stuff that they have, but you're taking your regular larceny and you're just giving it a big kick here. Mm-hmm. This on the nose, that brown sugar, that butterscotch, that candy, you know, that all that sweetness candy coming out on it. And then on the palate, that vanilla, caramel, toffee, the tobacco, pepper, it's just so well blended together and that creamy mouthfeel. The finish goes on and on. You know, so what a way to start the day with these two expressions that we had, one after another.
You know, this actually fooled me because I didn't think it would be a wheater.
Yeah,
right. I mean, I know it's a wheater, right. But it doesn't taste like
it.
Exactly.
It's like,
well, this is always a lighter one. Yeah, and usually we'll do these with Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, and it tends to sort of blow it out of the water because it's an entirely different whiskey. It's a lighter style but this one, nothing light about this one, baby. Let me tell you find one of these still on the shelf, grab it.
Justin, what'd you think?
So this whiskey for me comes on really big, really spicy. And then midway through it, it tastes like someone did a really good job kind of charcoal filtering it, even if it's not charcoal filtered. And it just smooths out by the end. The finish is long, but not as big as the beginning. But this is probably one of the best larceny barrel proofs I've had for a while.
I agree.
So, you know,
for me, the spice didn't come out till it sat in the glass for that time we've been talking. And, you know, reviewing. At first, it was all about nougat, caramel, brown sugar, vanilla.
That's because we gave you a neck pour to start off with.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Neck pour. Anyway. But you know what? On the palate, it's not just candy. It had a really good tannic grip, and I had, like, pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
Coming out. But now that's been sitting, on the nose, the spice is there.
Yeah, like aged, damp. Tobacco in a tobacco barn, or that pouch of pipe tobacco, you know, not the flavored stuff, but just the regular,
the real
rich
deal.
Old. Yeah.
Like my grandfather used to smoke.
Exactly. Yeah. It absolutely lovely. It's, you know, this one, I think, again, we've been fortunate to have tried, I think, pretty much every one of the Larceny Barrel Proof releases since they first started. And I swear, I think this is the best one of all.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It's,
these go to 11.
Exactly. So we're going to be rating the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon, number A123, a well-deserved five steps.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
What's going on? You think this is one of our fall release shows?
I mean, this is...
To have two that good right off the bat is...
Right.
That's pretty impressive. So let's go to Justin and have him do our next whiskey.
So we've got Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, 10-year-old batch 2, 48.5% alcohol by volume, or 97 proof. It's 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye. So it's hard not to compare this to batch 1. Batch 2, I think, is a lot better. It's just a lot bigger, a lot bolder. It doesn't finish flat. On the nose, I got corn, caramel, toffee, candy corn. On the palate, came through the candy corn again, and I got some coffee ice cream. And the finish was light, but really nice. and it's got just a nice hint of wood to it. They did a really good job with this expression. What did you think, Brent?
Yeah, I enjoyed this one. I think this is better than the batch one that they had. I got to try this one up in Tennessee as well.
And batch one was good.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with batch one.
I don't know how you guys remember batch one. I've had so many whiskeys between now and then, I don't remember batch one at all.
I had it at a bar
recently
with one of my neighbors. No, a few years ago.
Well, it could just be.
But it was a.
Could be the brand damage.
Woman used to watch my dog, and she was the bartender. So it was like different place, special people. So
you're having a whole sense memory thing going
on. Yeah.
Me, it was just like another day drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of them. But I mean, sometimes you remember particular ones.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, you get all the cherries.
Remember batch one. I remember it was good. I liked it.
I paid a lot for it. I had a lot of expectations for batch one, too.
Yeah.
It was okay. But
I liked it.
Well so because I think people like to see the age statement on some of these things. Yes. I think they're expecting more than a regular Jack Daniels.
Oh, and this definitely brings much more.
They're getting it with this.
Vastly much more.
Because you're not, when you taste this, there's no way that you say, well, this is Jack Daniels.
Yeah, if I handed that to somebody and didn't tell them what bottle it came out of, then a million years they're not going to guess.
Right.
And again, no knock against Jack. I mean, they sell a metric ton of that stuff a minute.
Their 80-proof regular black label
is entirely different.
It's a different animal.
Yeah, completely different
animal. It tastes a lot like a Michter's 10, honestly. Yeah. Like a low barrel entry proof. Is
I'm so happy that they've changed it, Jack, you know, because it was old number 7 and nothing else for the longest time. But now they're opening up and they're getting all of these amazing barrels and all this amazing whiskey that they have that they're not blending down to old number 7. They're letting it stand on its own. And it shows you what really amazing whiskey they've got sitting in the rickhouse.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing on its own, you know. So I get the cherries, the vanillas, the tobacco. It's just a great mouthfeel.
This was a great contrast to the first one, which the other one was all, there was no fruit in the first one. It was candy. Mm. This is fruit, like you said.
Yeah.
Cherry, vanilla.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
But it like still has the, but it's like it still has those dark candy notes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some dark fruit too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just an extremely well done. I mean,
Huge long finish for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try the water.
It's got just enough tannin on the front. You know, it holds your interest. It's got a pretty good finish on it. You know, well done.
Water didn't help it. Didn't hurt it. Didn't help it.
Yeah,
leave it out.
No, sometimes it's worth a try. You never really know. Well, we're gonna be rating the Jack Daniels. Tennessee Whiskey 10-Year Batch 2. A well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
And with that,
still good, though.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Well, you know, normally you don't start a show off with 2.5s. Normally that would be, you know, we'd be peaking at that 4 going, man, that's the best thing we've got on the table. But, you know, fortunately, we're doing well today. So
good day.
Let's have Brent tell us about our next one from Jack.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. It's a 12-year-old, so 2 years older than what we just had. 53.5% ABV, 107 proof, so a little bit higher of a little bit higher proof on it as well. And it's mash bill's 95% rye, 5% malted barley. So what happens with that with this is a whole different animal. This is this with the 12-year-old here. It's kicked it up a notch. We're dealing with the color is the same kind of dark golden, copper penny. The on the nose, you get the cherries. You get some tobacco. A little bit of vanilla on there.
Yeah, I'm getting marzipan, which wasn't here earlier.
It's coming out a little bit.
Yeah, I think.
The
mash bill's wrong. It's on the script. That's incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah.
But on the palate, this is a different animal compared to the 10. It's just they're so different from each other, and they're to the same. Yeah,
I mean, you smell them, and it's like these are from the same place,
right?
Holy cow!
Right, and I don't know if it's, you know, what...
And not that one is, you know, well, that one's horrible, but this one's good. I mean, they're both good. They're just different.
When we were tasting, Bob, you and Brent both said you don't think you see the same place. But for me, when I smell these side by side, I smell the same place. I think For me, I would say that these were from
there's
the same
there's place. A base there, but
yeah,
if I just handed you one and then hand you to the next one right after that, you'd go, "Whoa, those are different."
Yeah, well, that's the first initial reaction, but that cherry and vanilla note with the roasted nuts and the spices, it comes through both. It's just more intense on the 12.
Yeah. And this one has the deeper tobacco flavor to it as well.
That's the 2 years extra.
Right. I think that's exactly the 2 years that comes through. And the finish just doesn't want to end as well. I mean, I don't know what we're doing starting off the day with four expressions like this. Something's wrong, Bob. What'd you do?
Get out.
Who'd you upset on this one?
Do you have a genie in a bottle somewhere?
Just get out and leave the rest of the whiskey for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Jack, but it's Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack is coming out when they're and they're really changing up what people are thinking about what Jack was.
Okay, so now I kind of understand what you're saying, because if you give me the Jack 80 proof old number 7 with these,
you'd never.
I would never. Yeah, you're right.
In a million.
But
years.
I think the 10 and 12 I could recognize. From coming from the same distillery.
Yeah, yeah, it's an entirely different flavor profile. It's. And again,
how long has it been since you've had old number 7?
Probably not that long. I drink a lot, so you know. Yeah. You know.
Justin, what do you think?
So it's like on the nose, it's like I'm smelling a cherry vanilla Coke and I'm burning a kerosene lamp in the background and just feel like I'm 8 again. It's great.
Camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camping and passed out drunk by the fire.
Yeah,
like when you were 8 years old.
I got into daddy's liquor again.
It happens all the time. You know how many times I had to roll him away from the campfire?
Daddy's liquor was not this good.
Yeah. I know your dad. Your dad didn't spend this kind of money.
No.
Yeah, that was more like Boone's Farm and maybe the occasional bottle of Crown that one of his reps gave him. So.
Well, I say the drug companies gave us the best stuff. Yeah. But nothing this good.
Legitimate drug companies.
Legitimate drug companies.
Not
Pfizer.
Not the kind you're thinking of.
No.
So you should.
They drink better.
You should qualify. Yeah. Daddy was a doctor.
Yeah, it's not the Cali cartel. Yeah.
All right. Lord. We got a rating, sir. Hold on. You're still sipping.
It's just.
He's still nosing that glass.
Yeah, it's so pretty. I mean, it's just. It's.
You're violating that glass with your nose.
It's like a dusty tobacco barn. Oh,
does kind of taste like a dusty.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a dustiness to it.
Yeah,
that which tobacco is really comes cool. out that it like cherry pipe tobacco, old dusty wood, but not overpowering. Not like an old dusty whiskey. I mean, it's just
they said, "Oh, this was made in 1983."
It doesn't have the funk, but it's got that old dusty wood.
Yeah,
it's like. And it's different because, they did Sinatra, which was really good, but that was more like a Jack than what you would expect.
Mm. Yeah.
And stuff. And this
is like Gentleman Jack amped up.
Yeah, exactly. And this is different than that. This they've managed to improve themselves. Yeah,
Sinatra's
themselves.
Like Jack. Well,
why are we reviewing other whiskeys, man? We got 4 more to go after this.
These go to 11. But yeah, this one's an entirely different animal. It's just, it's lovely. So we're going to be rating the, Jack Daniel's 12-year-old, a well-deserved 4 sips.
You guys go off on tangents, right? We can't start talking about more Jack. We got 4 left.
Yeah, we're fine. We got plenty of time. All right. So Harm's going to tell us about our next whiskey.
Thank you, sir. So the Old Potero single barrel, rye whiskey, is 64.95% ABV or 129.9 proof. It is 8 years and 3 months old. The Old Potero single barrel straight rye whiskey is Asian American oak. The wood is air dried for 74 months and the barrels are fully toasted and charred by hand. 24, sorry.
It'd be really dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over an oak fire. And the mash is 100% malted rye. Let me say that again. 100% malted rye, not barley. And it's fermented for 4 days and double distilled in the traditional copper pot.
Not regular rye, malted rye.
Malted rye. So it's a beautiful old copper nose, but old copper color, but the nose is where it's at. It is cereal. It's got green and dark at the same time. It's sweet milk chocolate and rye bread. It's just really interesting. Just the rye bread comes out, the malt is there. I don't know what that. There's a high tone that's kind of sweet, and on the palate, it's creamy. Rich.